Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister expresses gratitude to countrymen for successful conduct of world's biggest general elections, participated by over 65 crore citizens. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister urges people to practice yoga regularly for positive changes in their lives. 3 new criminal laws to come into force tomorrow. In Nigeria, at least 18 people killed and over 40 injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in Borno. Union ministers Mansukh Mandavia and Hardeep Singh Puri launched ceremonial dress and playing kit for Paris Olympics. And in women's cricket, India forced South Africa to follow on in one-off test match at Chennai. At stumps, visitors were 232 for 2 in their second innings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the very first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals.
अगले महीने इस समय तक पेरिस ओलंपिक शुरू हो चुके होंगे। मैं भारतीय दल को ओलंपिक खेलों की बहुत-बहुत शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। टोक्यो में हमारे खिलाड़ियों के प्रदर्शन ने हर भारतीय का दिल जीत लिया था। इस बार हमारे दल के खिलाड़ी उन कैटेगरी में भी कम्पीट करेंगे जिनमें पहले वे कभी शामिल नहीं रहे। इससे आप ये अनुमान लगा सकते हैं कि इस बार हमें खेलों में अलग लेवल का रोमांच नजर आएगा।
Mr. Modi informed that the Kuwaiti government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. The Prime Minister noted that the 30th of June is an important day as Hul Divas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu of Jharkhand who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers.
यह दिन वीर सिद्धो कानू के अदम्य साहस से जुड़ा है जिन्होंने विदेशी शासकों के अत्याचार का पुरजोर विरोध किया था। वीर सिद्धो कानू ने हजारों संथाली साथियों को एकजुट करके अंग्रेजों का जी जान से मुकाबला किया। हमारे संथाली भाई बहनों पर अंग्रेजों ने बहुत सारे अत्याचार किए थे, उन पर कई तरह के प्रतिबंध भी लगा दिए थे। इस संघर्ष में अद्भुत वीरता दिखाते हुए वीर सिद्धो और कानू शहीद हो गए।
The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with the people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. Thambu Vana Vasi Kuteyamma, the group of tribal artisans behind the Karthumbi umbrellas, are excited about their product being mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat today. The production of Karthumbi umbrellas commenced about 10 years ago under the group, aiming to provide income to tribal women of Attapadi in Palakkad district of Kerala. About 750 women from different tribal villages of Attapadi were trained in umbrella making. Attapadi's own Karthumbi brand of colourful umbrellas has now become a source of income for tribal women. In today's edition of his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised the unique and exceptional Arakku coffee, highlighting its journey from the tribal heartlands of India to global recognition. Arakku coffee, cultivated by tribal communities in the beautiful Arakku Valley of Andhra Pradesh and Alluri Sitarama Raju district. These farmers work hard to cultivate the coffee beans without any chemical fertilizers or pesticides. This dedication to natural farming results in a rich, aromatic coffee that is enjoyed by people around the world. In Jharkhand, Hul Divas is being celebrated across the state to remember the sacrifice of tribal leaders Sidhu Kanhu, Chand Bhairav and Phulo Jano. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Champai Soren and other dignitaries pay tribute to tribal freedom fighters and remember their contributions. On this occasion, the main function was organized at Bhog Nadi in Sahibganj, the birthplace of martyrs Sidhu Kanhu and others. Chief Minister Champai Soren and other dignitaries offered garlands to the statues of freedom fighters and inaugurated different schemes worth over 300 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released three books on the life and journey of former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu on the eve of his 75th birthday via video conferencing today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Naidu will be completing 75 years tomorrow. He said these 75 years have been extraordinary and encompass magnificent stopovers.
मुझे विश्वास है ये पुस्तकें लोगों को प्रेरणा देगी, उन्हें राष्ट्र सेवा की सही दिशा दिखाएगी। मुझे वेंकैया जी के साथ बहुत लंबे समय तक काम करने का अवसर मिला है। वेंकैया जी से मुझे भी और मेरे जैसे हजारों कार्यकर्ताओं को बहुत कुछ सीखने का मौका मिला।
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today interrogated the accused at Beur Central Jail in Patna, Bihar, in the alleged question paper leak case of the NEET UG examination. This marks the second consecutive day that the central agency has conducted interrogations at Patna Jail in this case. So far, the agency has arrested five suspects from Bihar and Jharkhand. The central agency is also questioning 13 other accused who are lodged in Beur Jail. They were previously arrested by the Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of the Bihar Police. The CBI took over the case on the 24th of June from the EOU. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology and investigation, trial and court proceedings, the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, CCTNS application. It's also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. A report from our correspondent.
These bills were passed by the Parliament during the winter session last year. The new criminal laws mark a significant step towards empowering Indian citizens. These laws aim to create a more accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. The key provisions of the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing the first information report at any police station, as well as the victims getting free copy of the FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about their situation. The new laws have also prioritized the investigations for offenses against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. In the new criminal laws, it has become mandatory for forensic experts to visit crime scenes for serious offenses and collect evidence. Summons can now be served electronically, expediting legal processes, reducing paperwork and ensuring efficient communication between all parties involved. With Durgesh and Anand, Tarpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal highlighted that the new criminal laws aim to prioritize justice over mere punishment, marking a departure from colonial-era legislations. He was addressing the one-day conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Mumbai today. The minister emphasized that the formulation of these laws involved extensive consultations with stakeholders, including MPs and MLAs across party lines, as well as common citizens, and incorporated recommendations from the Law Commission of India.
अब जब साहब आप बैठे बैठे वो ई प्लेटफॉर्म पे डाल देंगे ई कोर्ट प्लेटफॉर्म पे तो वो ई प्रिजन प्लेटफॉर्म पे पहुंच जाएगा तो जैसे ही ऑर्डर पास होगा छूट जाएगा ई फोरेंसिक प्लेटफॉर्म ई प्रोसिक्यूशन प्लेटफॉर्म ई कोर्ट और ये सारे सिस्टम को हम कह रहे हैं क्राइम एंड क्रिमिनल ट्रैकिंग नेटवर्क सिस्टम.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani in Doha. They reviewed the bilateral relationship, focusing on political, trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Al Thani's sharing insights on the Gaza situation. The External Affairs Minister said he's looking forward to further enhancing India-Qatar relations and continuing a dialogue on issues of mutual interest. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed and more than 40 others injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern state of Borno yesterday. Barkindo Saidu, the Director General of the Borno State Emergency Management Agency, reported that the tragic incident involved suspected female suicide bombers targeting a wedding, a funeral and a hospital. Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri unveiled the ceremonial dress and playing kit of the Indian contingent for the Paris Olympics during a send-off ceremony in New Delhi this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandavia said, "The participating Indian athletes have the blessings and good wishes of 140 crore countrymen." He expressed confidence that the contingent will sustain India's growth trajectory in sports. Mr. Hardeep Singh Puri said the Olympics represents the pinnacle of human achievement.
I say on behalf of all our 1.4 billion Indians, congratulations and the best of luck. We couldn't be prouder. And all I can say is that not only the goodwill, best wishes and the prayers of all of us will be with you.
India will be sending a contingent of about 120 athletes to the Paris Olympics, which will be held from the 26th of next month till the 11th of August. In women's test cricket, visitors South Africa were 232 for 2 against India at stumps in their second innings on day 3 in the one-off test match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. South Africa was bowled out for 266 in the first innings, forcing to face follow-on. Earlier, India amassed a total of 603 for 6 in 115.1 overs in the first innings. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 125 crore rupees prize money for Team India on winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 in Barbados yesterday. In a social media post, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah announced the prize money and congratulated the men in blue to win the tournament unbeaten. Indian all-rounder Ravindra Jadeja today announced his retirement from T20 international cricket. This comes a day after star batters Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma announced their retirement in Barbados. In a social media post, Jadeja shared a heartfelt message bidding adieu to the shortest format of the game. The spin bowling all-rounder started his career against Sri Lanka in February 2009. He has scored a total of 515 runs in the 74 matches. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister expresses gratitude to countrymen for successful conduct of world's biggest general elections, participated by over 65 crore citizens. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges people to practice yoga regularly for positive changes in their lives. Three new criminal laws to come into force tomorrow. In Nigeria, at least 18 people killed and over 40 injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in Borno. Union Ministers Mansukh Mandavia and Hardeep Singh Puri launched ceremonial dress and playing kit for Paris Olympics, and in women's cricket, India for South Africa to follow on in one-off test match at Chennai. At stumps, visitors were 232 for 2 in their second innings. And that's all in the news at 9 tonight.